Hello, 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 and welcome to the Q1 2007 Osonix.com quarterly report. Thank you for bearing with me. The report is very overdue this quarter. Normally like to try them, have them up 10 days after the business quarter. And, you know, if this were a professional situation, it's a very serious and grievous thing to have an overdue quarterly report. And it's the sort of thing that would probably lead to immediate dismissal. I think in this particular instance, I'll probably be spared that since there would be no one else to look after the site if I were gone. At any rate, let's see, what is there to review? In the last quarter, a couple of things went up. There was an old song from college days featuring Pat Gubler, who's now PG6, and Alex Alaferis, not my cat, who's meowing in the background. She wants you to know she's still okay. Played a prominent role in the last quarterly report. That song is, I guess I called it Half Man. It was sort of a parody of a popular Stone Temple Pilots song back in the day. And it came about because we were just really bored on campus in the middle of the aftermath of Kurt Cobain's death, and a lot of people on campus were using it as an excuse to smoke a lot of pot and drink, and we used it as an excuse to poke fun at the people who were smoking a lot of pot and drinking. Also up, legal drugs. Speaking of inebriation, legal drugs is a piece of music that I guess is very personal, and or was. Hold on. Listen, I'm trying to record. You're interfering. You're compromising my artistic vision here. Okay? All right. It's enough out of you. I know you're probably thinking I planned that. Yes, it's true. I have an animal mind control ray, and I hold it in my hand, and I press the various buttons, and my cat does what I command her to. It's anyway. So that pause there was because I was thinking of making a really lame, sort of embarrassing science fiction reference that I don't want to own up to making, and my cat doesn't want me to either. But you know, if you can think of something where somebody's controlling, you know, somebody by remote control, then you're as much of a geek as I am. Anyway, legal drugs, I guess personal piece of music in and of itself, gussied up with a sort of, you know, title to obscure that fact. It was recorded during a rather bleak period. It was recorded during a rather bleak period. There are notes about legal drugs that I've also posted. So maybe rather than my blathering on about it, if you're so inclined, you can read up on that. I like the piece of music. It had sort of lain fallow on my hard drives for a while, and then I went back and found it a while ago, and I was like, well, gee, this kind of works, and just mixed it. So that's up. I'm calling it an EP. That's an archaic term. For those of you who don't remember the big vinyl discs, an EP was an extended play record, not quite an album, not quite a single. So I've put that up there to, you know, keep the legions of Osonix fans happy in the downtime between great Magnum Opi. Yes. Let's see. Live. There was a show. Liam Wood is somebody I went to college with. He was in a band when I was in college, and I saw him. He's a great guitar player, great musician, and he's also a great friend of mine, whom I also went to college with, who you probably know if you're listening to this or may have encountered in some of what's been written before, Ben Moran, somebody I played in a band with many years ago. Bandwidth. Anyway, Ben and Liam, great friends. They got graduate degrees together in classical guitar, and so, as I've commented before, are raking in the big bucks. At any rate, Liam is also a composer and put on a show, staged a show at the Knitting Factory. And he had me down. He was kind enough to invite me along to do two things with him. One was the song that we had collaborated upon, that a draft of which was featured on a previous quarterly report. And another was a song of mine called Son of Sam. There is a live version of the song that Liam and I had collaborated on. And there are some photos from the show. It was sort of a costume drama. Came out dressed as a big oil baron with a black 10-gallon hat on and a suit. And then at the propitious, appropriate moment of declaring, what are we fighting for? The cowboy hat comes off and reveals an Arab headdress. Probably make more sense as you're listening to the song and looking at the photos. The photos have been disguised in a sort of, Martin Sheen, this is Colonel Kurtz kind of way. Largely because I do have a day job and I do work in a cube. And I suppose I should say something about that as well. In my cube world, we have a new office, not manager, department head might be the word. It's hard to say too much without giving away exactly what I do, which is something I don't want to do, which is part of the reason that the photos have been noisified and inverted and distorted so that you can't necessarily see who I am. Not that you would probably care, especially since if you're listening to this, you probably already know what I look like already. But on the off chance that it could become a factor down the road, since I'm not just wearing the two hats, the black hat and the Arab headdress, I'm sort of under that somewhere, a third hat, and that would be the hat that allows me to make enough money to maintain a site. Speaking of which, maintaining a site, the site's changed a little bit. One piece of music that had been up is no longer up, and that's something I called Lullaby Raga. And that's, it's interesting maintaining a website. It's an evolving process. It's an elastic process. I had kept a blog for an entire year, and then I kind of realized I was getting sick of the sight of my own voice and yanked that down. And the piece of music that I had had up called Lullaby Raga, this isn't a commercial enterprise, and it's also not a diary. So the blog is down because it's not a diary. And that music is down because, it had its moment, I think, and that moment has passed. At any rate, there are going to be great things on tap for the next quarterly report. PG6 helped me come up with a very amusing idea that I hope to pursue for the next quarterly report. So what's that going to be? March, April, May, June, July. Sometime in July, around July 10th. As far as new music, I've been working since the new year. Hopefully that song, Half Man and Legal Drugs, these things will hopefully, help keep you from going crazy in your mad anticipation of new Osonics music. I would imagine hopefully by maybe the end of year or early next year, but it's been the five albums and one EP, or six albums and one EP if you were to count Lullaby Raga, which is mostly down. It's hidden somewhere on the site, but you really have to look for it, and why would you bother? At any rate, there's been a lot of musical output, and I think the important thing to bear in mind, especially since I've taken some music down, is, an artist is responsible for what they choose to put out there and not for what they choose not to put out. Now, it's great that I have the opportunity to hedge my bets and yank things down on a website, but that having been said, I don't think the point is to just shovel crap up there. Though I might do that, who knows? But for the moment, I'm thinking I'm going to let some things gestate and, continue to work on them. There you go. Thank you so much for listening. I've taken up way too much of your time. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. And I hope we'll get to do this again, in July. Until then, The weather is going to be lovely, and enjoy it as much as humanly possible. Take a day or two or three off from work. Just take a lot of deep breaths and remember this is your go around and enjoy it. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.